21st of February 2021, the day after my birthday. God allowed me to see another year. It's been a while. A lot has happened. But I just quickly want to say thank God for keeping me, and what a time we're living in. I'm going to get straight to the word. If you have your Bible, get open to Matthew 24. If you do not, just listen. We know the word of God is powerful and active, that it is alive. We know Matthew 24 is the time we're living in. We are living in this time now. I am reading from a different version. This is not the KJV. It is a NLT version, New Living Translation. And the scripture reads, as Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, his disciples pointed out to him the various temple buildings, but he responded, do you see all these buildings? I tell you the truth, they will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. Later, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will signal your return at the end of the world? Again, verse 3, the last part. The disciples asked, what sign will signal your return and the end of the world? Verse 4, Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in the many parts of the world. But all this is only the first of birth pains, with more to come. I believe that's where we are, the birth pains. Verse 9, then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers, and many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. Verse 11, and many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Verse 11 again, and many false prophets will appear and will, not might, will deceive many people. Verse 12, sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. Verse 13, but the one who endures to the end will be saved, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Brothers and sisters, we are in this time. I never thought that I would be alive, but God knew, and He has a reason for me and you to be alive in this time. So I just wanted to go back to the first three verses, when the disciples went to Jesus and asked him, well, when Jesus said, look at this temple, that it would be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. I take that is a sign. That is one of the signs. No, that has not happened yet. But that is a sign to look for. I want to read a little further. I ended at verse 14. Let me go to verse 15 of chapter 24. The day is coming when you will see what Daniel the prophet spoke about the sacrilegious object that causes desecration standing in the holy place. Reader, pay attention. Then those in Judea must flee to the hills. A person out on the deck of a roof must not go down into the house to pack. A person out in the field must not return even to get a coat. How terrible it will be for pregnant women and for nursing mothers in those days. Verse 20. And pray that your flight will not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Who is he talking to? In verse 20, why did he say, and pray that your flight be not on the Sabbath? Who is he talking to? Just a question for you to think about. Verse 21, for there will be greater anguish than at any time since the world began, and it will never be so great again. Verse 22, in fact, unless that time of calamity is shortened, not a single person will survive it. Wow. But it will be shortened. Why, Jesus? For the sake of God's chosen ones. 23. Then, if anyone tells you, excuse me, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, don't believe it. For false messiahs, plural, and false prophets, plural, will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. See, I have warned you about this ahead of time. And Jesus goes on to say in verse 26, so if someone tells you, look, the Messiah is out in the desert, don't bother to go and look. Or look, he is hiding here. Don't believe it. For as the lightning flashes in the east and shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Just as the gathering of vultures shows there is carcasses nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. Immediately after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. And then at last, the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with the mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest end of the earth and heaven. Thank you, Lord, for reading of his word.